Who the fuck is that guy? Who the fuck is that?
Hey there, cats and kittens. I'm Mike Coughlin, and this is NNA and Stuff. Cue the music. I think that might be a Notre Dame fight song. I don't know. I am doing the show on my own today. I'm going to be driving and talking to keep the streak alive. Oh, bitches and cunts, get the fuck out my face. I'll rape you with some mace. Yeah, there you go. Now, Mr. Matthew, Maddie, hi Matt, how you doing? He is stuck being an adult. This is Valentine's Day, and there's a restaurateur. Valentine's Day is a big deal. As a lawyer, it's a moneymaker. Leave your wife, leave your husband. I'm also striped. It's also Ash Wednesday. It's kind of weird being a... I think I'm like... Imagine, like I said, there's a restaurateur. Right? Like, it's kind of weird. Because, like, working in a restaurant, it's essentially the most, like, respected and liked profession. But it's also, like, the bottom. It's, like, the top and the bottom of the social sphere. As old Dick Durbin here, senator from Illinois, would say, all the poor Mexicans are working there. Because, by the way, if you're brown, that's how America sees you. Oh, that's how Democrats in America see you. Good people like myself, never. I'm an open-minded individual. Get the fuck out my face, motherfucker! I was going to wait till I got on the road. But I really do expect to die one day doing these. And are you people all in line to go? Okay, yeah. And so I want my death to be recorded. Like, I am a big fan of the idea that my death will be recorded in some way, shape, or form. I will live forever. I don't really totally understand. Well, I don't know. That girl's breasts are bouncing, her heaving bosom. Her friend looks kind of young, though, so that might have been a hate crime. Not a hate crime. What am I going to make, like, why don't we call rape a hate crime? I just fucking add it in there. Women are a protected class. Just literally just tell the world, white men, you're going to get extra time in jail if you do things wrong. That's what they want to say. And as a white man, as an oppressed individual, and I am an oppressed, I'm an oppressed minority. Because I'm a white man with multiple degrees of higher education, institutions of higher learning. I don't know what I'm trying to say right there. Point is, there are more people not like me than there are like me. So therefore, I am an oppressed minority. Shut up. Anyways, point being, if you're really poor and brown, if you're black, you don't work. But if you're poor, if you're brown, you're working at restaurants. You're bussing tables. You're doing that. If you're a woman and you don't want to be a whore, you become a waitress. I don't really know what, like, poor white men do. Maybe we're just not poor, right, bros? High five! I sleep on an air mattress with a 2-inch topper of memory foam, so maybe I am. Actually, I think poor white men just, again, I don't really know what we do. Huh. Construction? Nah. But then, again, if you're at the top of the world, like, owning a restaurant, you're, what's-his-face? Anthony Bourdain and shit like that, and it's like this glitzy, glamorous job, and everybody's like, oh, he's a restaurateur. Any job where the title ends in E-U-R, like tour, is going to sound important. Like, any job that's got a Frenchy sound to it, awesome. Even if it's not French. Like, if, you know, you could work at a flower shop if you're a florist. You're like, oh, we think there's like this kind of, that's the famed L system here in Chicago. But if you're a florist, people are like, oh, wow, look at that. Like, yes, I handcraft these things. I'm a baker. You know, these are certain types of jobs like that where, you know, you're really just doing shit. But fuck you. I fucking see you up there, you asshole. Audis are gay cars. Actually, I don't think they are. Subarus are, though. But yes, this is MMA and stuff. Matt's busy helping the world get laid. I'm here to make sure that if any woman you know listens to this, that you never will get laid again. I'm assuming that there are no women listening to this voluntarily, because why the fuck would you do that? We're going to be talking as I drive. I'm also hungry, so I can feel the hangry coming on, because it's not just Valentine's Day, it's Ash Wednesday. And I am recommitting myself to Christ. I am doing Lent, and I'm doing it properly. I have a little prayer thingy in my pocket that I got from St. Peter's Church here in Chicago when I got my ashes, motherfuckers. Woo! I'm aware that, I got my ashes, motherfucker. May not be the most religious-y thing you could do, but whatever. But for Lent, I'm giving up drinking alone, which means I'm going to basically be giving up drinking, which is sad. And I'm giving up bread. Because I wanted to, do something to help the diet, kind of improve myself, fucking learn to turn, make a right fucking turn, you assholes. Whole world has gone to shit, and it's all the fault of non-white men. Damn it. We are oppressed. Beating that joke in the ground. Joke? But yeah, I'm going to give up bread, and then that means, on days like today, I had crab. I hate seafood. I really don't like it. But I'm going to have to, eat, crab and shrimp and shit, because, there's no meat on Fridays, and on Ash Wednesday, but there's no meat on Fridays. All I eat in life is meat and bread. I have really fucked myself on this one. So I'm going to have to get, some bananas and shit. I don't want to eat a salad. And I was talking to somebody today, and they're like, you could get, pasta. I'm like, pasta's a bread? It's a fucking grain. You're not allowed to get around the bread thing by just bread in a different form. Actually, I can. It's my fucking rules. Not like this is in the Bible or anything like that. But anyways, yeah, so I'm hungry, and I get angry easily. I don't really know why I drove down to the office today, but I did. I don't know why. I kind of woke up. I was hungover. Because last night, I was just like, I'm going to drink on a weekday. I usually don't drink on weekdays. That was kind of my rule that started last year. I know, again, I make the big sacrifices in life. But it's Mardi Gras, or as I like to call it, Mardi Gras. That's funny if you understand French. And not really that funny. But it's a shit holiday. No turn on red. I already turned. Where the fuck are you going, you fucking piece of shit? You can't go across a fucking intersection, you fucking cunt. You're a bad person, and I fucking hope you die. I assume she didn't have a green. She probably did. Yeah, I drank, and I woke up. I was like, hey, dog. And he's like, woof, can I have some food? I'm like, yeah, I'll give you some food. Here's your food. He's like, thanks. Thanks, buddy, you're my favorite. I'm like, I'm the only one you got. Mom doesn't feed you. So anyways, we're going to be talking to MMA and some, I don't know if we'll talk about stuff. It really depends on how many times I can say So let's recap, I guess, last Saturday, UFC 221, I believe it was, yes, from Perth, Australia. We all needed to know that Perth was a city. There's nothing by Perth. It's just Western Australia. I assume they figured, we just hit this one. That means we've hit all of Australia, and we can help these fans. And then Robert Whittaker didn't show up. But it didn't matter, because we had a title fight. Kind of. I'm really sad Matt's not here. Matt, fuck you and your family and your livelihood. Because there was fuckery about. There was some skull fuckery happening.
It came in the form.
I should say it came about 24 hours. 24 hours before the main event started, when Yoel Romero watched Luke Rockhold get on a scale, and the scale said 185 or 184 points. It said, you made weight, you could fight. And everybody's like, yay. And then Yoel Romero's like, I am a soldier of God. I am Yoel Romero. I hate gay Jesus. I will step on the scale. And he weighed 188 pounds. Missed weight for his title fight by 3 fucking pounds. He came back 2 hours later, 187.5. Which I know always sounds kind of weird, but when you're cutting weight like that, weird shit does happen. That's why, you know, the 1 pound floating really is appropriate. So yeah, he didn't get his title shot. He's a moron, which meant Luke Rockhold got a title shot. And as you probably know by now, Benny Yoel Romero knocked out Luke in the third round, ensuring that the UFC's bullshit interim championship that was designed for a former interim championship didn't even happen. It's like a little over a year ago, the same bullshit. The same thing almost happened when Tony Ferguson and Khabib were scheduled to fight each other. And then Khabib missed weight. And then, unfortunately, that fight got canceled. But that's good. Real good shit there, UFC. Just keep booking interim titles. This won't fucking have negative repercussions. What's really funny about this is that the whole title, and I know, Mike's droned on about this before. We live in a really interesting time. You probably noticed if you look around the world. Times these days, they are a changing. They're different. I'm a yawner these days, for instance. I don't know what that means. Fuck you. Things are happening at an exponential speed. I've termed it, deemed it, coined it, and phrase as Trump speed. The news cycle is 3 hours these days. Say the word nigger at 1 p.m. By 6 p.m., you said, I hate the Jews, and nobody remembers the nigger. And then by 9 p.m., the sex tape of Trump pissed on the bed has come out. That one feels like it's coming. That's slowly working its way into the news. Like they're preparing us for the world. The world's preparing us. And by they, I mean the Illuminati. I have gone quarter of a mile, maybe 1,000, 2,000 feet here. I don't know what a quarter of a mile is. More than 1,000 feet, but less than 2,000 feet. I'm not even on the highway yet. I really hate my life right now. Fucking hungry. These dogs, my dogs are hungry. I know, you guys miss Matt too. He really did corral me. But with Trump speed being in effect these days, the repercussions of our actions are coming at us faster than ever before. Because we're getting past it faster than ever before. So it used to be, UFC spent, they fucked around with their titles. Like last year, they just fucking destroyed them, right? After 2016, everything was great. Conor was double champion, and it meant something. You went, wow, he's got two fucking titles at the same time. It's never happened before. It hasn't happened since. My word, that's impressive. Good for him. I mean, the number of men who held two titles at all was scant, let alone held them at the same time. Is Frankie ever, Edgar, did he ever actually win a title at 145? I don't think he did. Kind of weird. But then they spent 2017 just fucking their titles over hardcore. And the repercussions are already happening. We just began 2018. They've already had one fuckery with a title fight. It's so awesome. I'm so happy it happened. This shit's going to bite them in the ass right away. Like, real fucking quick. The Conor thing, it's a disaster for them. I mean, obviously, they made a ton of money him fighting Floyd, and everybody kind of understands. But at the same time, it's been, what, 12, 13, 14, 15, 15 some odd months since Conor last fought? Now, is it lightweight? He's only, only ever had, I guess it's technically, no, he's only ever had one fight at 155 pounds. Just one. I'm in the middle of a fucking intersection now. Move up, dickheads. You're supposed to be more, street here. That girl looks like, oh, she's cute. And then she saw me turn my head and look at her. I me too'd her. Now it's, we're all rapists if we look at a woman and she didn't like it. Nah, we're all fine, dude. Really. Just keep your dick in your pants, you'll be all right. Then, as long as it's he said, she said, nobody's going to lose anything. Once that dick comes out, though, especially if you put it, like, in photo form, which, as men, we are wont to do. I don't know why, but we just do. Then you're in trouble. But see, yeah, the title fuckery is happening to them, and Yoel Romero beats Luke Rockhold. Now he says, I want to fight Robert Whittaker, and he says he wants it in Miami, which makes sense if you're Yoel Romero. You know, Miami's your home. Now it's really close to Cuba. It's got a lot of Cubans in it. I don't know what they do. Presumably, you go with Yoel. I mean, he did just beat Rockhold, and if it had been a non-title fight and he just missed weight but won, you'd be like, I don't know, okay, he missed weight, but he usually makes weight, so he gets a title shot. But he also just, you know, he's 1-1 his last two fights. He got beat by Whitaker, and he cheated to beat Rockhold, I guess. There's nobody else at 185 that immediately you go, oh, yeah, that dude. You know, like David Branch. Rockhold's obviously out, and she does no. I don't even know. Yeah, Yoel will probably get it. I mean, they will unify a title that used to, the real title that used to be an interim title with Yoel Romero's. I won the interim title, but I didn't make weights. I didn't win the title, but everybody knows I kind of won an interim title, even though it wasn't a real title, so it doesn't matter. And those will be unified, and I hope it happens in Miami. If it happens in Miami, I would consider going to that. Yeah. Fucking Hawk, asshole! That's what it'll really help us. At least I'm only yelling in the car. No one can hear it. You're a fucking dickhead honking. Being like, I'm a honker. I just want to make sure. I thought this wasn't recording. I was like, the last thing I want to have in my life to be recorded before I get in an accident and die in road rage is me saying, at least I'm not a honker. So Romero won. Fight was blah. It was typical of what I think you're going to see a lot in the future. Like, this is how striking is in the real world. It's not boxing. It's a lot of guys playing a kind of a point fighting game. I think that Rockhold was doing better as the fight went on, which you'd expect. But I thought in the second round, kind of in the end of the second round, he was picking up his pace. He was getting the jab in Romero's face a little bit more. But every time Romero landed something, it was incredible. Like, Rockhold did him like 5 leg kicks. He'd be like, okay, those are kind of doing well. Those are pretty good. And Romero would just blast one kick. And you'd be like, oh, fuck, man. Like, you really hit hard, don't you? I'm getting lightheaded now. I think I had some crab today. So, yeah. Romero won, and he'll fight Whitaker and probably lose again. And who cares? The company's killing my interest in the sport. The rest of the show, Curtis Blaydes beat Mark Hunt by just wrestling him a lot. That was fun. Nothing else, really, on this show that was... The main card sucked. The undercard, Alexander Volkanovski looked pretty good beating Jeremy Kennedy. Jose Formiga flattened and murdered Ben Nguyen. Just kind of really clipped with just a punch. The fight should have been over. It would have been if Formiga wasn't kind of dumb. But Nguyen, Benny. He just got dropped hard by a punch. He's on the ground, turtled up. Formiga was hitting him a little bit. Should have just kept hitting him because he get the finish. But he put the hooks in and got in just a fucking absurdly deep choke and choked him. I think he went completely out. It's elementary. I guess it better be choked than punched, but yeah, that happened. Israel Adesanya beat Rob Wilkinson. Bleh, no one cared. So yeah, that was UFC 221. I still haven't gotten on the highway. It's been 8 minutes that I've made it through one light. And we have a UFC this weekend. Should I talk about that now? Usually Matt does the other stuff. He's big on chronology. I wonder if Matt's got a little autism in him. You want to ask me, Matt? I'm really just saying this because I imagine you're rolling your eyes. Fuck it. We'll start with the... Because I want to do that. We have... actually, the show's decent. You got Sage Northcutt versus Tebow Guti. No one cares. A guy named Jared fights. Brian Camozzi. Chris Camozzi's brother. Okay, now I can go. The main event, of course, is Donald Cerrone versus Yancy Medeiros. Yancy Medeiros was last seen in the greatest fight of all time when he beat Cowboy Oliveira. So now he's going for another cowboy scalp. I guess he's just Yancy. He should call himself Yancy Sitting Bull Medeiros. I expect Cerrone to take him down. And, look. It'll probably be on the feet, but we've seen Cerrone in the past just say, fuck this, I'm going to try to get some takedowns and win a fight. To 170, even after Cowboy said, I'm going back to 155. They're like, would you like to fight this guy who's really violent and big? And he's just like, yeah, sure, what the fuck, I got nothing to do. I'm ready to go. I'll cowboy up. I hate traffic. I really do. Oh, honestly, the real reason I drove down today, because I knew I wanted to record a show, and I didn't want to, like, sit at home and do it, and I couldn't really do this on a train, even though I did take, like, a 2-hour lunch today. Oops. But, yeah, Cerrone, again, it could be a barn burner. They could just stand and bang. I love when two grown men stand next to each other and bang. It's always fun. But if they get into the ground and kind of wrestle around with each other after banging on their feet, that's also really good. This sport is so fucking gay. I mean gay, too. Not, like, lame. I mean, like, homosexual. And, like, the experienced homos, like, the ones that know to take the anal nitrate when they're at the club and just loosen up their asshole so they get butt-fucked in the port-a-john there or whatever, or just in the bathroom in general, I guess. Like, they're doing a rail of coke off the back of the toilet seat and somebody's just plowing away. There's been no need for any lube whatsoever. Because, again, we're talking professional homos. Pro-homo. Good men. The kind of homo. If I was gay, that's who I'd want to be. I'd want to be the guy. Like, I don't know what I'd be like if I was gay. Like, I always hear about these tops and bottoms, which is weird to me. Like, I don't know. What? Don't you want to get your dick sucked? Wouldn't you want to put your dick in something? But doesn't everybody want to fuck? Doesn't everyone want to put their penis in a hole and just pound for a while? I mean, I understand you may be like, look, I'll take it in the ass. I love this dude. I love my buddy here. I want him to get that great, sweet pleasure that you only get from a tight, dry asshole. I get that. But I would damn sure be like, all right, my turn, motherfucker, turn around. I could not imagine not wanting to fuck. Oh, this is weird. Anyways, no fucking clue. Oh, yeah, I was just talking about how gay the sport is. But I would anticipate Cerrone taking it to the ground. That's my prediction. He takes it to the ground, and although Medeiros is, you know, he's got that Hawaiian blood in him, and I like it when people are like, he's Hawaiian. It's like, is this another subgroup I have to care about? I have to be like, oh, you're Hawaiian? Oh, is that different than something else? Is that different than Pacific Islander? Because it's a fucking island in the Pacific, assholes. But no, it's not different. It's just fucking, you're really just American, motherfucker. America. Plus, I don't really know shit. I don't know anything about Hawaii. I'll never go to Hawaii, I bet. Seems like it's a really far place to go. Like, it's really far away. And expensive. Everything I hear is that it's super expensive. And I know people are like, oh, it's really beautiful. I get that. I do. I really do get that it's probably beautiful. But so is, like, northern Minnesota. And it's cheap. Like, I can just live in... I can live at my family's cabin in Minnesota. And the cost, it would be, like, probably 2 tanks of gas to get up there and 2 tanks of gas to get back. And then just some food. And really, I'm just going to be eating potato chips and drinking a lot. Like, I could probably do an entire week. Easy. I could easily do an entire week in northern Minnesota for, like, $200. Easy. You couldn't even, like, fly to San Francisco for your connecting flight for that. So what I'm saying is, fuck you, Hawaii. Plus, I really do, my big thing right now, I want to save up to do this, and I may just do this on my own, because I don't really, like, I don't know, I don't really want to help people around, but I really want to go to, like, a Sandals, like, one of those all-inclusive resorts, just because I love the idea that I could give somebody, here's a bunch of money, and then they say, here's a key to this little village we've created, you can have anything you want, you don't have to pay for it. And I could just be like, oh, I can just drink to excess. And I've already paid for it. So I wouldn't have that guilt. Now, I'd probably be getting fucked. It'd probably be cheaper if I booked my own little hut.
and did this and that. But I like the idea to just walk around and, like, and everybody else there is essentially a hedonist as well. Like, we're all in this together. Everybody would be in it together. Everybody at Sandals is like, dude, I'm here to fucking get wasted. There are no kids around. And if you want to take a crack at my wife, if she's down, I'm down, brother. And I'm like, that's right, you can watch. I don't want to see your dick, though. That's gay. I've never seen an erect penis in person, and I want to keep it that way. It's interesting. I've never seen an erect penis in person. I see non-erect penises, like, an accident. But even then, it's like, if you ever do see a guy's dick, it's always weird. Like, it's always like, really? That's kind of fucking... All right, I guess I saw his penis there, but I've never seen an erect penis in person. That's weird. I mean, it's not weird. I guess I don't really know why I would, but... Huh. Giordano's, man. Fucking 46 days, people. 46 fucking days. 45 by the time you hear this. Because Lent is 40 days, and they don't count all the Sundays. And it ends on April Fool's Day, which is awesome. I'm happy about that. Happy about that. Making it go splat when I jerk my dick. My erect penis. But yeah, I just, you know, I'll just go to fucking Sandals, man. Just, and all the food to be there, just like, when we were children, my parents took us on a cruise. Like, I think we went to, like, Disney World for, like, 2 or 3 days. It was, like, a Disney Carnival cruise, I think. And then we went on the cruise. And even at a young age, and I fucked around on the cruise. And I fucked up. All I did was play video games. I played Street Fighter 2. I think it was Championship Edition. I don't think Hyper was out there. But yeah, it's like the... I would say it might have been the original Street Fighter 2, but I just fucking played that all day. Like, I didn't do anything. But again, I was like 10 or something, I'm guessing. I don't know why you put a 10-year-old on a fucking cruise ship. Like, that seems like a really dumb idea, Mom and Dad. But even then, I liked the idea of, like, the food. And I'm not really sure what I would do with a cruise ship now. Like, I guess if I went on a cruise ship, I'd go, like, one of those theme cruise ships. Just because there would be, like, something to do. And, again, like-minded people who are also like, I'm here. And I am also a baseball fan. And I like to drink way too much. And I'd be like, dude, I'm the same way. I think we just became best friends. I want to get in that lane. I want to get in that lane. I want to turn this around because I have a car, not a train. I also have to go to the grocery store and buy a bunch of eggs because I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I am so hungry. I don't know how fucking Asian people just eat nothing but fish all the time. This is fucking ridiculous. I'm not filling at all. I'm an American, damn it. Some meat. Yeah, I could have cruises. Anything where, again, like, I can just eat and drink a lot and not have to worry about it. Like, I love buffets. I love buffets. Oh, my gosh. Buffets are the best. Because you can get anything you want. I don't have to be like, I will have the hamburger tonight. And then I will sit down and be like, this is my meal. I've chosen this taste and only this taste. I will have no other taste in my mouth. But a buffet, I'd be like, fuck this shit. I'm going to get half a piece of pizza. I'm going to get all this stuff. Am I going to eat it all? Fuck no, not at all. But I'm going to fucking get it and eat some of it. It's wasteful. It's the most American thing in the world. I don't even know if they have buffets anywhere else in the world. I've never heard of such a thing. I cannot fathom the French having a buffet. Even though they invented the word buffet. But the Germans? No. I mean, I guess they kind of have like tapas. Which I also like. Because I like getting the variety of food coming at me. Yeah, I just picked my nose a little bit there, lady. What? What are you going to do? You know, smorgasbord. Picking and choosing. Like, you can pick and choose which fights you want to watch. And for... After Donald Cerrone, before Cerrone fights Yancy Medeiros, we have Derek Lewis. He's back versus Marcin Tybura. We all know what to expect here. They're going to stay on the feet, and Lewis is going to beat the fuck out of him. It's a black beast. We just got to hope his back doesn't go out. Got to feel bad for that dude. Like, his back fucking just goes out on him. How do you fight as a pro? How do you train? How can you live that way? That's weird, man. I don't get it. But he's a black beast for a reason. James Vick fights Francisco Trinaldo in a fight that feels like it should have happened in 2007. Good for them for sticking around. Thiago Alves has returned somehow versus Curtis Melender. Obviously, I don't know who that is. I said Sage Northcutt fights earlier. I don't know what Sage Northcutt's done lately. I haven't seen him forever. Oh, there's a picture of me. And Sarah Moraes versus Lucy Pudidipa. I think this fight happens on Sunday, actually, the show. So, yeah, that's your preview. We've done previews. We've done reviews. We're really knocking the shit out of the park. Halfway done. Because I'm probably only going to do an hour. Not the 2.5 hours yet. Rumors have it that the Fertitta brothers are interested in pursuing an NFL team. That's what the headline says. Look, I'm driving. I'm not going to read it, even if I wasn't. What's there to read? I'm guessing the Fertittas want to buy part of a football team. They're rich men. This is what rich people do. The moment they sold the UFC, everybody's like, hey, you've got $4 billion. What are you going to do with it? Because what's the point of having $4 billion if you're not going to spend it? And, of course, when you're that rich, you can buy the coolest things in the world, and then they make you money. They're like, I think I'll buy a football team. That's one of those things that basically only goes up in value forever. Also, you get the benefit of saying, I own a football team. And they could probably buy it outright. Obviously, the most logical thing in the world would have been for them to purchase the Raiders. But I don't think that Davis there, I was going to say Al Davis. I don't even know what his name is. Frank Davis? I'm going to say Frank. It's not Frank Davis. It's maybe just Al Davis Jr. I don't think he's going to sell it. But it'd be perfect for him because they understand the town. Although then you'd have... I don't know all the ins and outs of the year, but I feel like it'd be really weird if the NFL went from, like, we could never be associated with gambling in any way, shape, or form, and blah, 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 to, well, we have a team in Las Vegas, and these guys who own casinos now own a football team. Think about that, though. If they buy a football team, they'll probably have to divest themselves. I think I used to have a lisp as a child. Like, it wasn't really bad or anything. I think it's coming back. I've been grinding my teeth at night. And I'm thinking that, they're shifting or something. I might need, I want to get braces again. That's fucking dumb. This is so fucking stupid. You're all weaving in and out from lane to lane. I want to do that. Get the fuck out of my way. I will ruin you. Fuck you, dick. I hate it when the guy behind you wants to go. You know, it's like, I'm slowing up. I put my fucking turn signal on. Please let me in. If you don't let me in, I will knock your fucking car off the fucking road. You fat fucking little loser. I've noticed that's just something that's interesting. White people are like the only race, I think, that when they're fat, I think they look meaner. Like, you see a fat black guy, he's like a happy guy. A fat black guy always seems happy. And plus, a fat black guy seems like he should be fat. Like, you don't get to be like the black guys who are just like, oh, he looks like he's not taking care of himself. It's like, no, that guy's fucking living large. Asian fat guys, they're awesome. You just assume they do sumo and shit. Mexicans, actually, depending on Mexicans can get a little bit of that cholo look where I'm just like, I don't really trust this. But Mexicans are also white. When I say Mexican, Hispanic, you know what I mean. You'll let me in, asshole. But yeah, white guys, especially like white guys like me with a beard, we just look like dickheads. We really are. We're bad people. I don't blame people for hating us. Are you gonna fuck? Really? You couldn't fucking let me in? Oh, you'll let me in. Thank you. Oh, I bet you're a white guy. We take care of our own. I know some of chubby fat white guys. Like, we all have that Kevin Owens look. Like, you know, like if a black guy has the same physique as Kevin Owens, you don't think of him as being a bully, but you look at Kevin Owens, you're like, that guy's totally a dick. He's totally a dick. Now, fat guys, white guys, when we get a certain level of fat, we kind of become jolly. That's cool. But it takes a while. I don't know. I guess it's our oppressive nature. It was the Fertittas might own a football team. I'm wondering if this is, look, if you're the NFL, I think the sport's on the way out anyways. We're becoming a pussier society. Not a bad thing necessarily. Women are pussies and they live longer than we do and they're not as mean. Like, they're as happy though. Not unless they have a baby. But for a long time, the NFL and all sports were very nervous. Like, never be associated with gambling at all. Because, you know, the integrity of the games is what mattered. And now they're just like, fuck it. FanDuel, The other one, DraftKings. Yeah, we're going to partner with them. They're just gambling. We pretend like it's fantasy, but it's not. And now we have teams in Las Vegas, and we have casino guys own the teams. And I don't know. I mean, look, if this shit becomes like, well, it won't become like pro wrestling, but the moment there's any hint on that, it's going to be really fucking weird. Like, that's the one thing that, for the most part in American sports, with the exception of basketball, which has a little bit of a shady history with that stuff, for the most part, you never, like, we have the, you know, the famous Black Sox scandal in baseball. But since then, baseball is, just assume everything that happens, like, yep, it's on the up and up. American football, on the up and up. Never even heard whispers of, you know, like, oh, they threw this game or something like that. I think maybe it's just due to the nature of the game. Like, nobody's going to go out there and get in a violent collision like that and then throw the game. And they say that and people throw fights. But hockey's never heard of it. Never heard of anything in hockey. Probably because there's so many ethical white men in there. Unlike, you know, a 1919 baseball team, which clearly had a lot of blacks. So, yeah, I mean, whereas in Europe, like European football, world football, soccer, I mean, holy shit. They have all kinds of fucking problems with that stuff. Like, it's bad. Juventus, one of the top teams in all of Europe, probably, I think, the most successful club in all of, in Italian history, they were involved in a huge scandal with gambling and match-fixing and shit like that. And, like, they got dropped out of their league. Like, and that's, again, that's essentially the equivalent of the Black Sox, I guess, except for, you know, it happened like 3 or 4 years ago, whatever it was. And there's been a lot of problems. Like, I think some of the problems is that Americans are just a more honest people than non-Americans. Wait, somebody, I want you to ask yourself, if you took all the Americans, say that we all have like an honesty bar, right? 1 to 10, whatever. You took everybody in America, legal Americans, even the illegals, I don't care. And you took us and you said, okay, you guys are an average honesty of whatever. We'll just say 5. Do the same thing for everyone who's not an American, which means the entire world. I bet it's going to be lower because all those poor countries... corruption's endemic. It's fine. The people don't have a system in place. They're doing what they got to do. It's just going to show non-Americans. Because, see, all you Europeans, you're no more honest than we are. You're probably more... Actually, I think you guys are probably more dishonest. Like, seriously, all the cheating you do and stuff. You're unfaithful. Looking at you, Frenchie. Because the point being that the NFL is on its way out. English Premier League is on its way in. That's all I care about. Not all I care about, but it's most of what I care about. Liverpool thrashed the fuck out of Porto. 5-0 today. Holy shit, you're all on notice and you're all going to be witness. Derek Lewis also said that he would like Francis Ngannou's pay. He says, give me $500,000 of gas out. I agree. He should definitely have that. Hopefully he gets it soon. Dan Hardy and Tyrone Woodley got into a spat on Twitter because Hardy, who we all famously remember, lost his only title shot when he got the fuck beat out of him by George St. Pierre, but somehow managed to last 5 rounds, even though he had his arm ripped off at one point, and one of the least deserving championship contenders of, well, at the time, it was of all time. Nowadays, I mean, everybody getting a title shot. Yeah, he said that Tyron Woodley doesn't act like a champion. He doesn't, like, I don't really know what he's fucking saying. And Woodley's like, fuck you, man. Like, look at my resume. Look at all I've accomplished and blah, blah, blah. And Hardy was actually right because he's essentially saying, dude, no, you're really great. You're a great fighter. People hate you. And, like, not in a good way. Like, why would they want to pay money to see you? He's kind of giving him a lesson. Again, Dan Hardy's somebody that understood that. He has a little mohawk and all that, which is all I ask. That's all I ask out of any fighter at all is just try. You're not going to have personalities. You're not going to be witty. You're not going to be funny or smart or anything. But as long as you try, if you just try, I can be like, hey, I'll give it to you. Tyron Woodley does not try. And instead, he just whines and complains about racism. Fuck off, asshole. It's like that Shawnee Davis, fucking black, figure skater, Olympic skater, speed skater, I don't know. Like, they had, like, a vote, like, who should carry the American flag for the Olympics? And it was, like, him and this white chick who, I don't know what she does. She's a white chick in the Winter Olympics, and she's not an ice dancer. So, curling? There's a fucking parade happening? What the fuck is that? No, it's not really a parade. It's just like five black dudes in the corner hitting drums. Black culture is weird, man. Kind of cool, but weird. Fuck you, you're thinking it too. What is that? I don't know what that symbol means on my car. I'm not putting any more money in this fucking thing. I forgot what I was going on. Something about Hardy and Wood. Nobody cares. It's former fighter bitching and moaning about a current fighter, and the current fighter is like, yeah, fuck you, and in 5 years, he'll look back and be like, ah, I kind of get it now. The chick's gonna, there's news today, a man is gonna fight a man. In Brazil, they have scheduled a man to fight a man, and this was news. You've never heard of either man. See, one of these men has since apparently become a woman. And a jiu-jitsu type person, they've seen like brown belt with multiple like medals at world championships and shit like that. Like, it's, I think Tranny is in their early 20s. I'm so fucking angry at this shit. One, I mean, just logically, it's all fucking insane. It's killing people, it's body mutilation. You're not fucking born in the wrong body, you're just mentally fucked. But more than that, I hate when they're like, it's a trans woman. And I'm always like, I don't know what that fucking means. I don't know if that's a dude becoming a chick or a chick becoming a dude. I never remember. And I read the fucking stories and they're using the preferred pronoun. But they don't tell you that so-and-so identifies as she. They just start saying she. And I'm reading this going, she's going to fight this man and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, is it a fucking woman becoming a man or a man becoming a woman? It doesn't look. Honestly, my opinion does change. If it's a woman becoming a man, I'm going to be like, I don't fucking know about that. That's kind of fucking weird. Still a chick getting shit beat out of him. But a man becoming a chick, whatever. You want to harm yourself? You want to go into a fight with a chemical disadvantage? You're a dumbass. I think the promoter basically says something like, if you're born with a penis, you fight other people with a penis. And to the dude's credit, chick's credit, I know, Mike, are you misgendering somebody? People are like, I don't want to succumb to this, but I'll call you the pronoun you want. It's like, I don't want to fucking call you that. You're a fucking dude wearing a dress. Just, you want to cut your dick off and get in a cage fight. What the fuck world do I live in? We live in a world where a dude wants to cut his dick off just for the fucking hell of it and get in a cage fight, and everybody's just like, that's good for her. Like, shouldn't we be like, first of all, everything you want to do in life is bad. We should not have men cutting their dicks off. We should not have legalized cage fights. I love the sport and all, but should not happen. Instead, everybody is just like, good for you. You're a hero. Those men that go into burning buildings, we call them firemen. People now. People kind. You fucking little fairy. Fuck you, Trudeau. You fucking little fairy. But yeah. She is going to fight he, and to her credit, she's like, that's what I want to do. I want to fight the dude. I don't want to fight the chicks. I always compete against the men in tournaments when I can. I'm like, all right, you know. That's somebody, look, unlike Fallon Fox, who's just fucking, what a piece of shit. You went out there, you knocked somebody up. You have children that you, from your seed, and then you're like, I'm a chick now, and then you just beat up other chicks for a while. And of course, anytime he's I was like when people, they'll talk about trannies in general, such like both Fallon Fox, like, so do you have a penis or not? And the response was always like, what does that matter? That's nobody's business, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you were born as a dude and are now telling the world, I want to be a chick. The first question everybody on earth has is, did you cut your dick off? That's the first thing. 100% the first thing. And guess what? As a dude, or as a former, somebody had, I don't know, man. Maybe that's the only evidence, I guess, that this is real is that only a chick could be like, what's the big deal? It's just a penis. Every man in the world is just like, cut your dick off? Like, really? Because we're all kind of like, we all kind of get like, oh, you're a little sexually kinky, and maybe you have to wear high heels or women, ladies' underwear. Maybe you prefer a dress. Maybe you like makeup. Like, I can understand where a guy, this is the first of a mini podcast for 3 months from now, is like, I'm a cross-dresser. But I can see somebody being like very artsy and being like, you know what? I just like a dress is more comfortable. I wish men had dresses. Cute, that's not a thing. Or men being like, hey, why can't I wear makeup? Why can't I cover a few blemishes? And maybe I can make my eyes look better. Like, I could see somebody like, yeah, okay. And be like, I'm gay. I'm like, all right, you like dudes? I don't really know why. I don't fully understand why you would want to put a penis in your mouth. Like, I don't really want to touch it with my hand. I just do because I got to touch it with something. But if I would much prefer to use not my hand, like, I prefer someone else's anything to my hand. But okay, I'll go with it. But then you want to cut your dick off. What the fuck? I know, Mike, you're such a phobe. Is that the last story I had? Probably it is. Weird. Weird, wild, and wacky stuff. I saw that there was another school shooting today. It's a transition. But yeah, I guess keep your dick, I don't know. Like, I mean, don't ask if I have a penis. Like, if you want to, especially if you want to be a cage fighter, fuck you. I get to ask if you have balls, at least. I don't care about your penis. You have a floppy dick, I don't care. But if you have balls still, fuck you. Like, I've always thought that's so crazy, too. For like, I haven't, you know, that's my personal business. And it's like, why? You're so modest all of a sudden? You're a dude wearing a dress, and then suddenly you discover modesty. You're walking around telling everybody, look at me. I'm now a woman. But if somebody's like, ask the most obvious question in the world, be like, I'm too shy to talk about that. Fuck off. Also, by the way, I think it's like 70 or 80% of all trainees are chicks, men becoming chicks. Never chicks becoming men, which I think says everything. Because one, it should be 50-50. It kind of makes, you know, or close there, right? Close there up. Because I'm pretty sure, like, homosexuality is relatively steady across every, like, race. Like, I think that there's, you know, if 5% of the population is gay, it's like 5% white. It's not like there's like 1% white and 10% of all Hispanics are just gay. You're like, oh, that really throws off the average. Although I do think there are more lesbians than homosexual men. I don't know. Also, we should be able to say gay, that means dudes. Because chicks have lesbians. That's what it is. It's unfair to the men. Why do chicks get two terms and men get one? I fight for the rights of equal rights of gay men to have their own term. Like, faggot. It's a powerful word, isn't it? Just the way it rolls off your tongue. I don't say it that much. Except for when I'm in proper company. Yeah. This is a weird one. I'm so hungry. I'm going to eat sushi. Blech. I know rice is like a bread of some sort, right? It's like an Asian bread, but I gotta look. I gotta fucking eat something. Sushi and eggs. What a fucking weird combination that is, right? I'm gonna eat scrambled eggs and sushi for dinner. Who fucking eats that? Just saying that out loud, I'm like, that sounds disgusting. Like, what is wrong with me? Why am I doing this? Why does the Lord hate me? Or why do I hate the Lord? I don't. Love him with all my heart. But yeah, there was a school shooting today. And that's horrible. I heard 20 injured. I don't know how many dead. Don't understand this one at all. Oh, was I talking about trannies? Oh yeah, more men are trannies than women. But it would make more sense for women to want to become men. Because everybody should want to become a white man. Like, if you're thinking, like, if you're just to ask yourself, you know, how would your life be easier? Everybody would be like, if I was a white man. You know, we're the most powerful group out there, right? So, you would think that there would be, you know, incentive, if you would, if you will, for a woman to become a man. Like, she can, you know, she can go play golf. She can learn to pee standing up. Lots of fun things happen when you're a dude. But it doesn't happen that way. Most of them are just dudes becoming chicks. Like, why would you... It's like, if you're white, you don't want to become black. Like, you don't... I mean, yeah, there are certain people. We're always kind of like, really? Like, nobody sits around going, you know what? I think I would really like it if I just increase my right odds of being shot dead by a cop. Like, it's nothing against black people. Just... As far as the way society treats black people, they don't get treated all that good. If you had to choose, you'd be like, if you had to choose, you'd choose white. Now, that's, I know, we should be able to be what you want. Society should treat everybody equally, and I get it. But in the meantime, I'm white, so I get a better mortgage rate, I get better jobs, and I don't get shot by the police. The only thing I'm not good at is the dick size in sports. Which, that's interesting, isn't it? Think about it. The two things in the world the men care most about are, like, sports and their dicks. And that's where black people rule. Maybe that's why Whitey keeps them down. It's because we don't have... We suck at the thing that we love the most. So we're trying to, like... my dick kind of big. You know, it's big for white. Because, it's not that big. Look at my bank account. And like, yeah, where's the black guy's just like, fuck you, man. I got $57.33 in my pocket, but... Look at the size of my hockey stick here. I know I'm not using hockey stick for any other reason other than it is gigantic, hard, and kind of curves a little bit. So, yeah. I actually kind of like trannies in a weird way. I'm interested in what's going on with it in the future. Yeah, a bunch of kids got killed. Another shooting, another round of, well, we gotta get this gun off the market or whatever. My guess is this gun was one of those where either it should never have been in anybody's hands or no kind of background check would have ever caught it, which means you have to go past background checks, which means you want to get rid of all guns. If you want to get rid of all guns, you're violating an explicit right, to say nothing of the practical reality of 300 million guns existing in the United States. 100 million gun owners, something like that. I'm going to be a gun owner. I'm looking forward to it. I really am looking forward to buying a gun. I'm going to buy a six-shooter, a pistol, like a cowboy would have, and that's going to be my gun. I might get, like, a shotgun or something, too. I don't like those, like, if I get a rifle, if I ever get, like, a rifle, it's going to have, like, brown on the side. I honestly think that's like 90% of why people want to get rid of things like AR-15s, which is not like an assault rifle. It's just it's not automatic rifle or something. It's like, it's just a gun. It's just a fucking rifle. And like, it's what they had in the Frontier. It just shoots a little faster here and there, but it's not automatic or anything. But because these things are always in black with these giant clips, you go, fuck me, man. It's the black. It is. It's the black and the clip. The oversized clip that they always show on the TV. If you just had a fucking regular old rifle like you saw Davy Crockett using or whatever, it should be just as powerful. You'd feel much more at ease. And if you get rid of the giant clip, you'd definitely feel much more at ease. You'd be like, okay, you're just going hunting. But for some reason, these dudes want to have like 37, I don't know how many bullets are in a clip. Anyways, yeah, I'm going to get a gun now. Loved it when saying that there's probably one or two people out there who will hear this one day and their asshole tightened just a little bit. Just like, oh, he's going to have a gun? It's like, you're a guy who either drinks too much or decides to put himself in a perpetual state of angry hunger. Not sure if you should have a gun. Plus, you're kind of maybe a little racist and bitter about your station in life. That's exactly why I'm going to have one, everybody. I don't understand the school shooting thing. Like, I understand mass shooting. Like, I can imagine a scenario where I'm just like, fuck you, I just want to shoot everybody. Like, the deep, dark thoughts. But I don't know why it seems to be so prevalent in schools. I guess a lot of it's just got to be the attention. Monkey see, monkey do. It's in a sad way, but it's true. Like, it's popular, so people will do it. Again, it's not sucks. It's weird, but it's true. That's exactly how the world works. But I don't know. I can't remember when Columbine was. Was it 97? That's the first big one. So, I'm like, my high school years were spent in the shadow of that. We've had so many of them since Sandy Hook and this one and, I don't know, some other shit. Don't know anything about the fucking Vegas shooter. There it is, everybody. I knew you were waiting for it. I've lost interest in that one. I have a feeling this could be a boring explanation. I don't know, like, we've had people in bell towers and things like that, but just shooting up a bunch of people like that. I don't get it. I mean, I know that the kids are picked on, but, like, everywhere, at a certain point, does everybody just be like, you're an asshole if you do this? Like, there's no glamour to it. Like, we don't remember their names. Nobody cares. You're just a... Then again, it's high school, man. It's a fucking horrible time in life. Mike, I loved it. Well, fuck you. A lot of people didn't. A lot of people out there hated high school. Still don't get shooting someone. But I guess I fed fantasies about locking doors and burning everyone alive. I wouldn't be able to hurt somebody. I'm a very kind individual, as you're all aware. Very sensitive. Very progressive in that sense. But yeah, I feel like I should do some more news. More stuff that isn't just like... And then the one... A little bit of non-MMA this week. Mike said he doesn't like trannies and is confused by school shootings. A few bullets flew. A student kept the world updated on Twitter. Which is so fucking... That's another bizarre one. That feeds into it. Because we're all like, holy shit, let's watch this stuff. Trump hasn't done anything today, I don't think. I was big in the news with him lately. I know Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi, Prime Minister of Israel. I think like their equivalent of the FBI or some sort of fucking police outfit there has recommended that he face charges for some corruption shit. Got like $300,000 and shit. It sounds like gifts and all that. I don't know. He's Jewish. What do you expect out of him? Want all those shekels? Like, oh, it was like $1 million shekels, and somebody's like, that's equivalent to like $300,000 in the United States. I'm like, are you telling me that Jewish money is... Shouldn't the Jews' money be the strongest currency on the planet? Like, how do the Jews fuck that one up? All you guys do is go to law school and, like, the investment school. MBAs and shit. Your currency should be stronger. I mean, that sucks for him, I guess. Unless he is corrupt, in which case, he sucks. I don't know. I don't care. Not my country. I don't know who's on the news. I don't know why I'm telling you. I'm trying to think what Trump has done this week. Lately. I mean, what's this been... He's been kind of quiet, hasn't he? I love that we talk about our president that way. Like, everybody in the country, left and right, everybody's just kind of like, has he done anything lately? We're all just kind of watching him in this crazy social experiment. Fucking loving it still. It's the best thing that's ever happened in the world. I think he's showing how useless most politicians are. Turns out you don't really need to go to Harvard. Although you did go to Wharton Business School there or whatever. But clearly he wasn't like... I don't know, I guess he does have a very high IQ, just to ask him. But presuming he's an idiot, it turns out an idiot can run the country and we're all like, yeah, no, actually, it's fine. We haven't gotten into any new wars, really. The economy's fine. Fewer Muslims. That's good. Yeah, I think it just shows that anyone can do this fucking job. We should stop giving a fuck about these people. These fucking micromanaging dicks. I just realized why there's not been a lot of news. The Olympics have been happening. Duh, from Pyeongchang. Or as I think it was ABC 7 here in Chicago. The graphic said the PF Chang. That's a real good one, guys. That's a real good one. Yeah, that's happening. I love it now. When the Olympics come out, like, the cynic in me is just like, ah, fuck the Olympics. Like, yeah. But I realized I fucking love having things like the Olympics happening because it gives you something to watch all the time. You can always just be like, there's nothing on. I don't want to watch Tucker or Rachel Maddow. I'm not watching Rachel Maddow. But, you know, I don't want to watch that, right? I don't feel like watching this. Like, oh, I'll just watch this weird sport that I don't really watch very often. Like, there's always basketball on. So if I want to watch basketball, I'll be like, is this a good basketball game or a bad basketball game? Because I know the difference. And I'm like, oh, that's a good basketball team. That's a Golden State Warrior. They're good at basketball. That's a Chicago Bull. They're bad at basketball. Whereas when I watch the fucking Olympics, I don't know shit about these sports. Like, I am fucking clueless. Like, I'm just listening, going, oh, they applauded. It's basically, did she fall down? No? Good. That guy flipped a lot. And then they tell me who the winner is, and I'm just like, oh, okay, he won. But it's very relaxing. It's interesting to watch sports and have no idea what's going on. It's got to be how my mother watches sports. No, I'm not fucking kidding. During the Super Bowl, I've watched the Super Bowl with my mother because I'm a winner. But during the Super Bowl, at one point, somebody did something, and she's like, so they get 6 points for a touchdown? Is that right? I looked at him like, you're 66 years old or whatever, 67 years old, 66, I think. You've watched football. I know she's not like a devoted fan, but you've watched the sport for decades. I've watched it with her for decades. You know how many points they score? Like, how are you watching this? How do you understand? How do you watch a sport and not know what the points are? Like, you see things happen, and then I realize, wait, that's exactly what I'm doing with figure skating or men's snowboarding or any of these fucking events. I'm just watching guys do shit, and I'm just like, ah, look, they did something athletic. That's a little different due to the nature of figure skating being just, we have to find very judgmental homosexuals and give them a thing to do in the world. But I don't know, I just like it. I'm liking a lot more things lately. I'm evolving. Like, I really am. I think I'm becoming a better person, this podcast notwithstanding. I think I might be getting better. I'm really interested in this development in my life. Like, I can feel myself becoming a better person. That's weird. Speaking of homos, it's been a very gay podcast, very anti-gay podcast if you don't know me. Or if you do know me. Ryan Murphy, who has signed some $300 million deal with Netflix. Well, I was like, wow, that's a lot of fucking money for this dude. Like, I guess he did create, you know, he created American Horror Story and Glee and The People for OJ. He's got a fucking ton of hits under his belt. He created Nip Tuck, which I really liked, like, for the first season. It was pretty good. But it got really fucking weird even then. And it quickly devolved into, like, okay, this is getting extra gay. It's the only way to describe it, gay. Trannies. And, like, Jean Grey was a tranny. I was like, really? Really? Come on. She's not even convincing. She's phoning it in. She didn't even butch it up at all. She's got great old big old titties. It's bullshit. That's the point, Mike. You wouldn't know. Yeah, no. Fuck you. I can tell. Even the really good ones, for the most part, you're like, huh. Like, you're spacing. And especially once you find out, you're like, oh, yeah, okay. Now those cheekbones do make sense. I've always felt like his shows are, like, he's good at, like, actually, maybe he's perfect for Netflix in the sense of everything he's ever done, I felt like it kind of dragged. You're just like, you're still doing this? Like, he's good with the anthology, and I think that he's great for the anthology television that's come out, which I think is the future of television, really. Okay, why is everybody going around? Is there something to go around? I bet there is, because this car is stopped in the middle of the road, and there's two other cars, and there's an accident or something, and that's why fucking traffic has been shit. Hey, fuck you, you fucking dick and your Denali. Denali? Dicks. I don't know, but he does have that ability, again, with Glee and all this, where he just generates a lot of buzz on his shit, and people are like, I love it, and then, like, after about, I think, 2 seasons or so, everybody's just like, yeah, you know, he had a good idea, and now I'm done. So maybe Netflix is the treat for him. By the way, Republicans, doing very well in the national polls lately. They're totally dominating the news cycle lately. Also, fuck you, a big fuck you to all of the media who just praised the Korean cunt Kim, the dictator's sister. Like, she's doing so well, and she's fabulous, and she's wowing them. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. As far as I can tell, she just sits there and looks at shit. I know they hate Mike Pence with a fiery passion, because they're fucking losers. Not that I really like Pence all that much or whatever, but, like, just fuck off. Oh, he's such a weirdo. It's like, he didn't have any Me Toos in his background. Oh, you know, you should be able to have dinner with a woman alone, blah, blah. It's like, Maybe we shouldn't be getting in. Maybe the guy who is not raping women should not be getting lectured by entire industries filled with rapists. And yeah, you should get, but oh, well, no, they're not all like this. Like, yeah, no, you, they are. Because these are the, everybody knows it. And you're all fucking complicit. And so the Me Too movement is astonishing as far as the breadth and width of the fucking offending. I'm just always blown away and impressed by how everybody everywhere is doing this shit. So yeah, but yeah, she's just sitting there. I don't think these South Koreans are all overly fond. I guarantee the North Korean cheerleaders are like, we don't want to laugh because we don't want to die. These are evil people. Like, I understand being fascinated by her in the sense of, like, we've never seen her. She's never left the country, which fucking should tell you everything about a country. It's not like, like, everybody in North Korea, like, if they don't know what Trump looks like, it's because they're not allowed to know what he looks like. Like, we all know what Kim Jong-un looks like, because it's embarrassing. Which, I think that's actually a big problem for him. He's treated as this demigod, right? They're all supposed to worship him. He's destroying the people and all this stuff. And he's been told he's a god since birth. And it's a really weird fucking cult. But he looks like such a fuck. He's just a fucking ugly, pudgy loser. And part of that is because nobody can tell him the other way. Like, it's truly the emperor has no clothes, but I don't think this little turd understands what he looks like to the world. I bet when Trump said, I don't call him like a fat little loser or whatever, like the first time anybody he'd ever heard that. Because, you know, it's just like, what, me? I'm not fat. I'm beautiful. Everybody tells me I'm beautiful. Eh, you know, whatever. We haven't had a war yet. We're getting close, though. We're getting close. And I'll tell you why. Netanyahu could be indicted for something, right? Trump, always on the precipice of a big scandal. History keeps telling me that when people in power get in trouble, they start wars because that distracts everybody, right? Wag the dog and all that. Well, who better than America and the Jews to start a war? Like, they've got plenty of excuses. So, yeah, we're going to war soon, everyone. And Black Panther comes out this Friday. I was looking forward to it until it got taken over. And now it's become this, you're all gonna like it. And you see these people that are woke. God damn, you're a bunch of cunts. Like, you're just horrible people. It's a fucking comic book movie. I love them, obviously. I go on about them ad nauseum. Look forward to seeing it, but they're like, this, like, and now white people be forced to reckon and think about what it's like to be a black man and blah, blah, blah. It's like, are you out of your fucking mind? Like, the Hulk is green. Thor's a god. Scarlet Witch is a chick. Captain America is your grandfather. The only cool guy is really, well, Hawkeye. But, I mean, comic books are the most diverse form of entertainment by far. Like, it's not even close. Nothing else has the diversity of comic books. Billions of great characters are black and white and everything. These fuckers want to lecture nerds about being open-minded? Fuck you. Fuck you, you fucking assholes. And, like, the praise for the movie is going to be, it's just going to be awful. It's going to be come across like this cultural moment or something like that. And my guess is the movie will be good. Probably won't be great. I'm guessing it's got a similar tone. It'll be like Thor Ragnarok, which made a ton of money, was a very good film, and was over. You're just like, oh, okay, it's done. Like, there have been very few Marvel movies that they've had have risen to the level where I would say, like, wow. Like, first of all, very few movies do in general. Like, I thought the first Avengers was like, wow. Civil War was pretty damn great. But, you know, otherwise, most of the movies are very, very good. But they're not Dark Knight level. Like, Dark Knight happened, I was just like, this is an incredible piece of film. And they're all talking about Black Panther that way. And maybe it is. Maybe it is super great. But again, these are movies for the most part. Like, if it's as good as Captain America and Thor and all that, that's very good. That's something to be proud of if you direct and make a movie like that. That's great. That's a good film. Great movie or whatever. But none of those got this fawning attention of this is changing cinema. It's like, just shut the fuck up. At the end of the day, it's a fucking it's a story about a guy who's a king of a country that's successful because it's got a weird medal. It's like, okay. It's fine. Again, I think it'll be fine. It's just like, somebody's got to always try to ruin everything. You know, can't we just enjoy something? I'm so fucking hungry. So hungry. But no, somebody's got to always ruin everything. This time it's the blacks ruining the enjoyment of white people. Typical blacks. What do black people know about entertainment and pop culture? Ridiculous. Just ridiculous. This has been the worst show ever. I'm almost embarrassed by it. I miss you, Matt. You see what happens when I don't have somebody around? It's just been anti-gay, anti-woman, anti-tranny, anti-black. Just, like, I have just gone full Trump on this show, haven't I? What can I say? Got to make America great again. And this is the same show which I brag about. Like, I think I'm becoming a better person. Blacks are ruining movies. Chicks just shut the fuck up. Trannies are deformed. And gays are homos or whatever I'm saying. That's it, folks. That's the show. You got your hour and 12 here, whatever it is right now. We'll be back next week. If Matt's not back, I'm just going to end up canceling this show. There's no way in hell I would maintain this thing regularly if it wasn't for Matt. Just zero chance. And yet with him, my favorite fucking day of the week. I love Wednesday nights when we record. I love them. So much fun. But I don't have any fun right now. I'm driving my automobile. Riding along in my automobile. Steering wheel. There's no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile. But yeah, that's the show. Like I said, we'll be back next week with Matt. That show will be good. This one will be one for the trash heap, right? Ash heap of history. That's where I'm aiming. So until that time comes, everyone, I remain your humble host, Mike Coughlin, for MMA and Stuff, an integral part of the HalfGuarded.com empire, saying to one and all, good fight, good night, et au revoir, mes amis.
Get up, cocksuckers, it's all over. Listen, we had a rough couple of months. Fucking Katrina's cousin Maria, the other one, Puerto Rico, Houston, fucking Florida. Listen, it's been tough up to now. The earthquake in Mexico, the White House, whoever the fuck is going on. But it don't matter. They want to shoot, it's time for us to fucking shoot, cocksuckers. They want to get down and dirty. Don't forget who the fuck we are, you understand me? We're the baddest motherfuckers out there. You send a message to that fucking North Korean, he's gonna be sniffing my dick and sucking my asshole. That's the focus. We're going to North Korea in like a year. It's gonna be an island. It's gonna glow in the dark. You know why? Because we're Americans, cocksuckers. Who the fuck do you think you're dealing with? Stop with the gun control. They're selling more guns than ever the last 3 days. Stop with the fucking whining. Stop with the Russians on Facebook. I don't give a fuck. Worry about yourself. Keep your eyes open. And get the fuck off Snapchat and fucking Twitter, cocksucker. Stay black.